North Dakota's revenue picture continues to improve. In August, revenue collections exceeded the legislative forecast by 10%. For the biennium to date, collections are nearly 4% ahead of forecast.
Indicates again that we've seen the bottom.
State Budget Director Joel Morissette says increased oil activity in western North Dakota meant increases in oil taxes and sales tax collections. Sales taxes for the month of August were nearly 26% ahead of forecast. The legislature has created a series of buckets or special funds for oil tax revenue.
Well, in short, they're filled. we've filled all of the buckets.
One of those buckets is the Strategic Improvements Investment Fund. Morissette says that fund received its first investments from oil taxes in August, $15 million.
From here on out, all the remaining state share of oil collections will flow into the Strategic Investment Improvements Fund.
And Morissette says that fund is on pace to exceed the legislative forecast by $500 million. He says the Budget Stabilization Fund also looks better than predicted. Morissette says everyone thought the fund would be completely depleted as lawmakers used it to help balance the state budget. However,
revenues were a little stronger than anticipated in May and June of the prior biennium. We were able to transfer some money into the Budget Stabilization Fund at the end of last biennium.
Morissette says $75 million from oil tax collections has been allocated to the Stabilization Fund. And he says,
based on how we're exceeding the general fund forecast, we would estimate another $120 or $30 million that would flow in there from the end of biennium balance in the general fund. And so that should push that up to around $250 million by the end of this biennium.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.